Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of OK Zeitputer, the Radio Trend album.
Yeah.
Have you heard that album, man? It's a good rock album, dude.
Oh, I love Radio's heads, man.
Oh, man. This is what it was like to drink with me when I was in my 20s.
Hey,
have
dude.
You heard Radio Trend, man?
Hey, try and understand what the singer's saying in this song right now. You're not going to believe it. He said Hitler hairdo making me feel ill.
Oh, man. I am Jack. That over there. Well, that's Miles.
Oh, and yeah.
This here, these are some things that are trending right now.
Mm-hmm.
Tesla, the company that makes cars that make us go vroom vroom without the gas.
Yeah.
They had to recall 321,000 for a taillight issue.
321,000 car recall for their cars. This is apparently the 19th recall this year for the.
That's a lot.
I don't know how common recalls are, but I know my car, which I will say is a Mazda 3, 2015. Okay, 5-door. Thank you.
Bang, bang.
Don't have a lot of recalls.
Lotto, right? Mazda, bang, bang.
Bang, bang. Oh, get busy, child. No, zoom, zoom used to be it back in
that
the day.
That was Mazda?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Zoom, cool. Zoom, zoom. And it was like some weird, like problematic, like African theme. I remember they had that shit. Anyway.
They had like the ghost of a child be like, zoom, zoom, zoom.
And you're like, whoa, my God. And like a person waking up from his dream, like, oh, my God, fuck. It's like a nightmare. But then also on top of that, the stock price, it's trending because of that. I guess it's the Tesla stock is at a 52-week low.
And that's supposed to be the good one. That's his good one, the Elon Musk.
That's his good eye.
He did all the companies. And Tesla's supposed to be a good one.
Yeah.
And not so good today, Buster.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I think for many people who are watching, we're like, wow, and watch how this affects everything else Elon Musk does.
Yeah, probably saw this coming and let Trump back on Twitter
yeah.
over the weekend.
I meant to lose all this money. That's why it's like hard too, right? Because we talk about this all the time of like, who has nefarious goals in mind with getting Elon Musk to buy Twitter? How much of it is big idiot just screwing it up on his own? And it just feels like everything's true at the same time constantly. I'm like,
right.
Damn, it would suck if this thing goes down. And then also you're like, damn, this dude really is a fucking, he has no idea what he's doing.
I'm sure there are like some wealthy, shrewd, authoritarians out there who are like, this guy? Oh, yeah. Definitely let him take over Twitter. That would be fucking hilarious. My guess would be he's not in on it. And the vast majority of him coming on, taking over Twitter and absolutely bricking one of the most important websites in existence was more people buying into the myth that forms around anybody with toxic narcissism,
which is wild
in our culture.
This guy takes L after L with every company he's been a part of.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing about him that, aside from like the fake myth that he created PayPal, which he did not, right. Like, he's just like, he's gliding off a lot of like bad articles where people are like, wait, hold on. What is this I just learned about you? Oh, okay. So this
it's is like me
nonsense.
At the magazine rack in the 90s taking L after L because I liked that magazine.
Fucking ELLEL magazine.
Yeah. That was a hit. We all liked it, didn't we, folks?
Yeah, man.
Fits with my persona.
Good one.
Type of person who would read L. Good one. Thank you. I was just waiting. I was lingering until you told me it was a good one.
Man, I like that. You know what? It took a second to marinate, but I like it.
Yeah. But anyways, Twitter continues to, I don't know. So that's something that happened over the weekend. We'll talk about a little bit tomorrow, how worried we should all be. But he did a poll and then said, hey, the people have spoken. Donald Trump is allowed back on Twitter. His account is back. Somebody pointed out that his use of that quote wasn't great. M. Bellinger said, if you're going to quote something to seem smart, it's a good idea to go to the original source. So he tweeted something like Vox Populi, Vox Dei, like voice of people, voice of God. What can I say? And the English translation of that speech that he's quoting is, and those people should not be listened to who keep saying the voice of the people is the voice of God, since the riotousness of the crowd is always very close to madness.
Wow.
He's a learned man.
He's one of us folks, a real, real stupid person.
My favorite philosopher, a lot of people say Aristotle, but my favorite philosopher is Elon Musk.
Voltaire.
Voltaire. First, Voltaire, because I like all the stuff he had to say about white supremacy in the 20th century. And then second favorite, Elon Musk.
Hell yeah.
Bob Iger, another one of these sort of narcissistic personalities that the mainstream media loves to just gobble it up, don't we?
Yeah.
He came in and basically like, so a year ago, he was doing his big farewell tour and he was retiring and he's this big celebrity CEO. Everybody was like, what are they going to do without him? And he picked a successor who has the same name as him, basically.
They have the same first and middle names. They're both Robert Allen.
Robert Allen Iger and Robert Allen
Chapek.
Something else. Yeah. That he basically came, disappeared that guy. Parts unknown. The former CEO of Disney. They're just like, yeah, nice try, asshole. And now Bob Iger is back and everyone is celebrating stock to the moon.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like the CFO, like, and other executives got real panicked on Friday and were like, okay, based on the quarterly earnings and like, I guess, complaints from inside the company, we want to welcome you back, Bob.
Yeah. So this stuff that has happened in the past year, that was presumably all totally started within the past year, right?
In a vacuum.
Yeah, no ideas carried over. It was a completely new regime.
Yeah.
And Bob Iger's handpicked successor probably had nothing to do with any of the mistakes, or Bob Iger presumably had nothing to do with any of the mistakes. And it was all this new guy who went rogue after Iger picked him. But anyways, I don't give a shit about any of this. Like, maybe Bob Iger is much better CEO. It's just funny how, like, nobody can stay retired. Like, they're so horny for this. They're so horny for everybody being like, yes, sir, Mr. Iger, sir, Mr. Musk, you truly are a funny person. And I will have your baby.
Great. I mean, as Voltaire said, every man is guilty of all the good he did not do. So I'm sure he thought of that.
As Voltaire said, my favorite philosopher, probably Elon Musk. That was a Voltaire quote.
As Voltaire says, you truly are the king of kings.
You truly are the biggest bastard in New York City. Carrie Lake trending.
Yeah.
We were all waiting to see how she was going to take the L.
Will you go quiet into that good night?
Would she take it, you know, with class? Would she take it and claim she got cheated? Would she take it and pay $5.37 because she is actually buying a magazine at the magazine rack at the grocery store, like I did when I was buying Elle magazine?
Okay. No, she's not. No class.
She's not doing that one.
No, no. All of her fascist impulses, she was not able to subdue. They are coming out loud and wrong.
Oh, boy.
She said, quote, tens of thousands of you have reached out, doubt that, pleading with me to fight this fight. Rest assured I will, because if we give up now, we will no longer have a country. Attorneys are working diligently to gather information. Whistleblowers are coming forward, and the curtain is being lifted. Whether done accidentally or intentionally, it is clear that this election was a debacle that destroyed any trust in our elections. That's what they say in the UK.
Carrie Lake said that?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Arizonans
Lake?
Yes. Carrie Lake also said Arizonans who chose to make their voices known on election day should not be disenfranchised or put blah, 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 blah. Anyway.
Yeah, we're not.
She's fighting it. She's fighting it. She's fighting it. And it seems like a couple counties have been like, we're joining in solidarity with this other county that is not certifying the election. So there's a little bit of smoke coming out of the machine over there. In Arizona, we'll see how that all ends up, but
yeah, and then they'll just show with evidence that it was not rigged, and then they'll keep saying it was rigged, and then maybe they'll be able to sue them again.
You know, money
for whatever that voting company is. That voting company is just gonna be like the richest company on the globe after they just keep getting to sue these dipshits.
Yeah, and I don't know why the Republicans, like, clearly election denialism isn't a winning fucking like platform at all. As you saw, as many of these like secretaries of state who are like in on this stop the steal shit were just like blasted out. Some did win, but most by and large were not winning like they thought.
Not
they
a
would.
Winner.
And but like for Republicans, they're like, so keep going with that. That's like getting thrown out of the bar for acting a certain way. And then you come right back and they're like, that's still you. What do you you think you're going to get in here acting the same way? We just threw you out for that shit. Yeah, but I'm trying to fight. They're like, all right, get out. No. This isn't going to then make people be like, you know what? Since they're coming back around again for the second or third or fourth time on this, maybe now I'm into this whole lack of peaceful transfer of power or whatever you call it here.
Yeah, it doesn't make, like, I think it's been seen as a loser, like, from very early on. Like, didn't polling suggest that Republican voters were like, yeah, man, we don't really, like,
it's dwindling.
We don't want to keep doing this. There was, like, dwindling energy for that, but
they're also Elon Musking it over there.
Yeah,
like,
they're
on
Elon
the right
Musk.
Wing, where they're like, we know better than everyone else. And then it's like, spoiler alert, they did not. And
yes.
But what makes it dangerous is that denial is only gonna fan the flames of like their intense rhetoric. I feel like it's not gonna be like this doesn't end with them being like, y'all, we were wrong for pushing all this ethno-nationalist shit.
Right. Yeah,
we figured it out. Going. We need to be more inclusive, and we need to compete for your vote with a fucking platform about progress and equality. Nah. It's just going to be
fan their fame, but what's happening is they're fanning the flames.
Thank
on the
you.
GOP. thank you. And thank you. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hold up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
And we're back, and Herschel Walker is still out here, you know, campaigning on hate speech.
Yeah.
And saying just wild shit about trans rights, gay rights. And he continued to do so even after there was a massive, you know, terror attack on a gay bar in Colorado Springs that left 5 people dead. Unfortunately, 2 of the patrons stopped the shooter.
Which was what the tweets about, like how 2 unarmed patrons like stopped them, just like everyone's just laying waste to like the Republican logic where they're right. Like, wasn't a good only guy with thing, a gun.
Yeah.
It was like 2 bar patrons. Like, so by the Republican logic, 2 bar patrons should be at the entrance of every school in the United States right. Because it wasn't the police or anything like that.
Yeah. This was much better, much more effective than Uvalde. So I think we need teachers to start drinking on the job.
They already do, Jack. They already do.
Right, but like more officially.
Yeah.
And out in the open.
So Herschel Walker saying this time? Because last I checked, he was like, you know, a werewolf can kill a vampire. And everyone was like, what the fuck is he saying now?
But they've been telling you that they don't know the definition of a woman either. So think about that either. They don't know the definition of a woman. I'm going to tell you the definition of a woman because it's written in my great book. It said a man and a woman.
Oh, okay.
And there's a difference between the two.
Okay.
Of them.
What are the definitions within there?
It did say that. It did say a man and a woman, and there's a difference. So that's the reason men shouldn't be in women's sport. Here's the difference.
Okay.
But then, yet, they try to tell you a man could get pregnant. We are always saying that.
Jack, Honestly, you reading a Herschel Walker quote gives it, just dignifies what he says way too much, because he doesn't even know what he's saying when he's up there. So
does it dignify? I think it.
It sounded like a real
underline
thought.
How, but it doesn't make. There's no logic to it whatsoever.
He also
get that out of your head.
He had a rally too, where he was, first of all, I think he accused, like, he was trying to say Raphael Warnock was like abusing kids or something, and was like, I know somebody who wants to. He like alluded to something like that, but then he's talked about how Archie Bunker wouldn't. I'm just, again, you don't know what he's saying, but he decided to bring up Archie Bunker at his Senate rally.
He is a man out of cloth. I'm like, has he read the Bible? I read, because they talked about forgiveness. They said, don't look at the speck in your brother's eye. Look at the plank in your own eye. You got to ask for forgiveness. And he never asked for forgiveness and moved on. He's still talking about the past. We don't want to live in the past. Because y'all, can I tell you this here? Archie Bunker wouldn't even be on the air today, would it not? And I tell you what, I used to love Archie Bunker. Did you not like Archie Bunker? But because of Senator Warnock, it wouldn't be on air, because he's still living in the past. You got to come to the future, sir.
What? Okay. So anyway, it's okay to be a bigot because you're Archie Bunker.
So Warnock is living in the past because he wouldn't let something from the past on the future on the TV in the present.
Well, Archie Bunker's from the past, obviously, I think.
Right.
From
that's why
the
I'm
family.
Confused. And the internal logic doesn't hold up here.
Anyway, that's what I'm saying. When you read it out loud, it could sound more logically, because you're even processing it in a way where you're trying to give it more meaning. All that to say is stay away from him.
Yes. Also, the shooting happened on the day that the LGBTQ community recognizes the Transgender Day of Remembrance by honoring all the transgender and gender nonconforming people killed by violence, at least 32 this year.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, we even talk about the focus on the family being based in Colorado Springs in tomorrow's episode. But yeah, it's, I mean, all we're just living in at present, there's a place for people who are open to this kind of thinking to like ingest round the clock hateful rhetoric, but then like those people will throw their hands up and say it's a conspiracy from people who are actually fighting for equality that such violence happened.
The World Cup is happening. The World Cup kicked off, which is soccer.
I could give a fuck less.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking mad. I mean, I'm not mad. I don't give a fuck. I love soccer. I love the fucking World Cup. I wish it was in the summer like it fucking always has been. I wish the FIFA process wasn't so fucking corrupted that it enabled, you know, 10 years of like forced labor to have these venues built in Qatar.
I mean, maybe you must not have seen the head of FIFA gave a cool speech.
Oh, of course I saw it, because every time I see something come up, I think it was Infantino from FIFA who gave this speech trying to act like he was sympathetic, like knowing obviously like what the issues are at the World Cup. He's like, no, like, and at this World Cup I too feel like I'm gay, I'm the migrant worker, I'm blah blah blah, and people are like, excuse me, what? Cishet, like, wealthy guy, what are you saying? And he's like, and I know this because I had red hair as a child and was bullied.
Oh my,
and you're
God.
Like okay,
wow.
And then he did this thing which is somewhat, I think is a genuine thing to bring up, when like all these Western nations are like pointing the finger at Qatar and being like, what about these atrocities? And he's like, whoa, who are they to speak?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, that's clever, because if we were taking all these things in good faith, that would actually bring up a moment to like have a reckoning with these things, but it isn't. And you know, it's a bit of a propaganda fest. And just like all the footage you see from fans or the stories you read from journalists there, it's like one person got turned away from going to the I guess USA Wales game because they had a shirt with like a rainbow flag on it, and like the security's like, you can't wear that in here, like you gotta go. And you know, also not to mention the whole beer thing that happened over the weekend.
Yeah, they said that they would be selling beer, and then they pulled a bait and switch.
Dude, the last second, they're like, yeah, man, no beer in the fucking at the venues anymore. Because at first, they were saying, like, Budweiser has like a $75 million deal, like with FIFA.
Yeah.
And so, but like, I guess the government of Qatar was like, nah, you know what? We can't have any alcohol near the venues anymore. They're like, but you said we could have it like outside the venue, as long as like, but so the fans could have like some beer. They're like, nah, but
yeah,
zero.
But it does seem like it's too late for you guys to cancel, huh? So anyways, go fuck yourselves.
Yeah. And
yeah,
you know,
the
and
journalists and the people who are there are like, there's just real Sochi vibes. Like, this is bad place. It feels evil here.
And all, I mean, but on top of it too, like you're seeing, there's also like all this counter activism that's happening. Like, you know, there are players, like there are commentators who, you know, like some of the teams couldn't wear captain's armbands. Like the captain wears an armband like on the field, and that had like rainbow flags on them as a way to say, despite the stance of the nation here, we are standing in solidarity with like the LGBTQ community. Like some of the broadcasters, because like the teams were scared off, FIFA was like, you'll get a yellow card if you wear that on the field. And so like some of the broadcasters were wearing them on the broadcast to try and like still make the point. And you saw like with the Iranian national team, they played England, you know, they didn't even sing their national anthem. A lot of people were like, wow, this is, they're apparently trying to, you know, protest what's happening in their own country at the moment, like on the heels of increased violence, or rather it hasn't stopped since all of the demonstrations have taken place. So there's like, there's just so much going on. And like on top of it, just the jingoism that comes out, it just feels a little different. I like, yeah, it's the World Cup. I just wish it were in, wish it was in the summer, and I wish FIFA wasn't such a fucked up organization, but here it is.
Here it is. And Kyrie is back. So that's great. No, that's terrible. He shouldn't be playing basketball.
But it's, well, yeah. The other thing that's trending is Kyrie, because the Black Israelites pulled up to the Barclays Center in mass and like were like, you know, there to support the big homie Kyrie Irving. But yeah, not a good look when a literal hate group are your most vocal defenders outside of the venue. Like if you've ever encountered Black Israelites, you know, because they might be like just saying the most homophobic, like backwards regressive shit you've ever heard. But yeah, anyway, so that was all happening too. So sports are coming alight this week.
Jesus. Ben Simmons is looking better past couple of games. So that's exciting.
Okay. Yeah, AD too. I mean, there's that too. The other thing with the World Cup that I just want to touch on is like there's like a whole narrative I keep seeing where they're like, this is Lionel Messi's last time to win a World Cup. And if that's possible. I'm not sure if that's going to be the case, but you know, who knows? But
why did he say he might retire and that they're just like running?
Well, at this point,
narrative?
4 years after this, he's not going to look anything like how he does now. So I think that's why a lot of people are like, he's like one of the greatest players of all time who hasn't won a World Cup.
So you're saying that, like you're not buying that it's going to be his last time, or you're
not
buying
that
he
I'm not buying that
chance.
Argentina can win.
Oh, got it.
I just they have a lot of trouble in like at the World Cup. But again, with the times and everything, it's also wild because I'm just sorry, like I'm processing all this out loud. I normally watch so many World Cup matches.
I know, I remember.
And I've been completely.
We've been on for 4 years now. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jack, we've been together two World Cups now. Except for this shitty one.
Right.
And I guess the Russia one was also had a lot of grime on it too. Anyway, check out Lords of Soccer, the podcast that I helped produce, that goes into the corruption at FIFA and why, you know, we're having this terrible event at a time like this. Check it out.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Monday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with the whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the flu shot. Get the vaccine. Get the booster. Mm-hmm. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.